Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub. I'm Larry, and we're going to be diving deep into some fascinating AI topics today.
Absolutely.
With me, as always, is our AI expert, Amanda.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be back on AI Hub, Larry.
So, Amanda, today we're taking on a pretty big one, right? Artificial General Intelligence, AGI.
Yeah, it's a big one. And one that's getting, I think, closer than maybe a lot of people realize.
Well, let's break it down for folks then. What exactly are we talking about when we say AGI?
Okay, so in a nutshell, AGI is this idea of an AI that can basically do anything a human can intellectually, learn anything, solve any problem, you name it.
So, like, it's not just good at chess or writing poems, it's
the whole package.
Yeah.
Like, theoretically, an AGI could write a symphony, design a spaceship, run a country. The possibilities are kind of mind-blowing.
That's kind of what makes it so fascinating. And maybe a little scary too, right?
For sure. And what's really interesting right now is that some of the big names in AI are saying AGI might be right around the corner.
Yeah, like Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, right? He's been making some pretty bold predictions.
Oh yeah, he's been saying AGI could be just thousands of days away.
Thousands?
Ew.
Seriously?
I mean, it's not that far off when you think about it.
So what makes him so sure? Like, where's this confidence coming from?
Well, a lot of it stems from the advancements in deep learning.
Right, deep learning. We hear that term everywhere, but
basically, it's a type of AI that learns by processing tons of data, kind of like how our brains work, you know, with neural networks and all that.
So, feed it enough data, and eventually, boom, AGI.
Well, it's more complicated than that, but scaling up these models, making them bigger and more complex, that's a key part of Altman's thinking. He has this more is more philosophy.
Which I gotta say wasn't always so popular, right? I mean, early on.
A lot of people were skeptical. They thought OpenAI was going down the wrong path, but then
then they released ChatGPT and suddenly everybody was like, wait a minute.
Right. And now those models are doing some pretty incredible stuff. Writing code, translating languages, even composing music.
It's wild. And it's happening so fast. Remember when ChatGPT first came out?
Oh, yeah.
It was cool, but it was also kind of clunky.
Now it's like a whole different beast.
Exactly. And it goes to show that sometimes you got to stick to your convictions, even when the data isn't there yet.
I think Altman said something like, conviction is great until the moment you have data one way or the other.
Totally. And that's a good lesson for any field, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Being willing to adjust your thinking when the data tells you to, that's huge. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're an AI or running a bakery.
Speaking of fields, though, Altman seems to think this whole AGI thing is going to be a real game changer for startups.
Oh, yeah. He's super bullish on that. He thinks most companies are totally sleeping on the potential of AI right now.
And that startups are the ones who are going to
take advantage. Because they're nimble, they can move fast, they're not afraid to experiment.
It's like the early days of the internet all over again.
Exactly. So much opportunity, so much uncharted territory.
So OpenAI is obviously a big player in this, but they're not the only ones talking about AGI, right?
Not at all. We got to talk about Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI's chief scientist.
Yeah, he gave that amazing TED Talk where he called AI digital brains, right?
Right. It's such a simple way to put it, but it really captures the essence of what we're talking about.
Like, we're not just building machines, we're
creating a new form of intelligence. One that can learn and adapt and solve problems just like we do.
And he seems to think it's only a matter of time before
AGI becomes a reality. And he's especially excited about the potential in healthcare.
Well, I can imagine. AI that can diagnose diseases, develop new treatments.
Personalized medicine like never before. The possibilities are incredible.
But of course, we got to talk about the risks too, right? I mean, the whole AI turning evil thing.
Yeah, that's the classic sci-fi trope.
But Sutskever doesn't seem too worried about that.
He actually thinks the sheer scale of AGI's impact will force countries and companies to work together.
Because it's in everyone's best interest to make sure AGI is developed safely.
Exactly. He calls it collaboration by self-interest.
Interesting. Like, nobody wants to be the one who unleashes the AI apocalypse.
Right. And we have seen examples of this in the past, where global threats have led to international cooperation.
Like with climate change or pandemic.
Exactly. So there's some hope there. But OpenAI isn't the only game in town, right? There are other folks out there with different ideas about how we get to AGI.
Right. Like Ben Goertzel, for instance.
Oh, Ben Goertzel.
Founder of SingularityNet. He's got a whole different take on things.
Yeah, he's predicting a baby AGI framework by early 2025.
Sooner than even Altman's predictions.
Yeah, he's working on this project called OpenCog Hyperon.
And what exactly is a baby AGI?
Well, it's not going to be fully fledged AGI, right? More like a system with basic reasoning and problem-solving skills.
Like the first steps towards something bigger.
Exactly. And one thing that sets Goertzel apart is his focus on a decentralized, open-source approach.
Which is very different from OpenAI's more
centralized model.
Right. So it's like two different philosophies about how we get to AGI. One's more about speed and control.
And the other's more about transparency and collaboration.
It's a tough one. So which is better? I guess that's what we'll have to keep exploring as we go deeper into this whole AGI thing. And speaking of exploring, we've got to wrap up part one here.
Already. Time flies when you're talking AGI.
Doesn't it, though? But don't worry, folks. We'll be back soon with part two of this deep dive. We'll be talking about what AGI might actually look like, the ethical challenges, the economic impact, and a whole lot more.
You know, one thing I've been thinking about, Larry, is like, what will AGI actually look like? I mean, will it be like, you know, those robots we see in movies?
Right. Like walking around, talking to us, doing our laundry.
Yeah. Or will it be more like, I don't know, just some kind of intelligence in the cloud?
It's kind of hard to picture, right?
It is. But I think it's important to remember that AGI isn't really about like replicating a human body.
So it's not about building C-3PO.
Exactly. It's more about replicating the capabilities of human intelligence. You know, like reasoning, learning, solving problems.
The thinking part, not the walking and talking part.
Right. And how it interacts with the world, like its body, so to speak, could take many forms.
Okay, so it could be like a really advanced virtual assistant.
Potentially, or a self-driving car that can handle anything.
Or even like a scientific research tool that can make discoveries we haven't even thought of.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty vast.
Okay, so we've got the body figured out, sort of.
Yeah.
But what about the mind? Like, how do we make sure AGI is ethical?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question. And one that both Sutskever and Goertzel touched on. We need to ensure that any AGI we create understands and respects human values.
So no Terminator scenarios.
Hopefully not. We want AGI that aligns with our ideas of fairness, justice, all that good stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you, like, program ethics into an AI?
It's tricky, but there are some interesting ideas out there. One is to train AI on data that reflects human values.
So like literature, philosophy.
Exactly. Expose it to the full range of human thought and experience.
It's kind of like giving it a crash course in humanity.
In a way, yeah. By immersing these systems in our culture, we can hopefully nudge them towards a better understanding of our values.
Fascinating. And I guess it's going to be an ongoing process, right? Like raising a child.
Very much so. It'll require constant learning, adapting, and probably a lot of patience.
Speaking of learning, we should probably talk about the economic impact of AGI. Altman seemed pretty excited about the potential for startups.
Oh, yeah. He thinks this is a huge opportunity. He said most companies are sleeping on the potential of AI.
And he thinks startups are going to be the ones to shake things up.
Exactly. Because they're agile, they can move fast, and they're not afraid to take risks.
It's like the Wild West of tech.
It really is a whole new frontier waiting to be explored.
But with all the excitement, there can be challenges too, right?
Oh, for sure. Competition's going to be fierce. The regulatory landscape is constantly evolving. And those ethical questions we talked about, those aren't going away.
It sounds like a wild ride.
It will be. But that's what makes it so exciting. We're at the forefront of something truly transformative, and it's up to all of us to decide what this future looks like.
So, like, what can we do to prepare for this AGI future?
Well, first and foremost, we need to educate ourselves. Understand the technology, its potential, the risks.
Knowledge is power.
All right, absolutely. And beyond education, we need to be part of the conversation. Speak up, engage in discussions, help shape the ethical framework for AGI development.
It's like we're all becoming, you know, digital parents in a way.
That's a great way to put it. We have a responsibility to nurture this technology, guide it in the right direction.
So it doesn't turn into a rebellious teenager.
Huh, exactly. And on that note, we should probably talk about the role of governments in all of this.
Yeah, how are they going to keep up with all this change?
That's a big question. I think they'll need to develop more agile regulatory frameworks, maybe even use AI itself to monitor and adapt to new developments.
So AI to regulate AI, that's kind of meta.
It is. but it might be the only way to keep up with the pace of innovation.
Well, Amanda, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on.
We've just scratched the surface.
You know, it's funny, we've talked about all this big picture stuff with AGI, but I'm wondering, like, how will it actually affect people's lives?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's easy to get lost in the, you know, the theoretical stuff.
Right. But we should talk about what it means for, like, everyday people.
Absolutely. Like, will it create jobs or take them away? Will it empower us or, you know, make us even more dependent on technology?
Big questions. And I think education's a good example.
Oh, totally.
I mean, imagine if every student had, like, a personalized AI tutor.
Right. That could adapt to their learning style, give them instant feedback.
It'd be revolutionary. No more, like, one-size-fits-all classrooms.
Exactly. But we also have to think about the social aspect of learning.
Right, like collaborating with others, thinking critically.
Those are crucial skills too. So ideally, AI would complement human teachers, not replace them.
It's all about balance.
Right.
Always. Using technology to enhance our lives, not take over completely.
And speaking of taking over, we talked about some of the big risks of AGI, but are there, like, hidden dangers we should be thinking about?
Oh, definitely. One big one is bias. Like, if these systems are trained on biased data,
they could end up perpetuating those biases.
Exactly. So we need to be very careful about the data we use and make sure the teams developing AGI are diverse and representative.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the people behind it.
100%. We need strong ethical guidelines and oversight to ensure AGI is used for good.
To make the world a better place, not a worse one.
Right. And I think that's really the key takeaway here. The future of AGI is not predetermined. It's something we're all shaping together.
By the choices we make, the questions we ask, the actions we take.
Exactly. It's a huge responsibility, but also an incredible opportunity.
Well said, Amanda. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AGI. It's a complex topic, but one that's crucial to understand as we move into this, you know, this uncharted territory. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and most importantly, be part of the conversation. This is AI Hub, signing off.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.